All right, this week's episode of Magnified, we're joined by Julie Nelson, who just gave me her intro, and I didn't feel like I was going to do it justice, so I'll let you get along with that.
Okay. I'll see if I can repeat it. Industry veteran, 24 years in the real estate industry, active realtor, coach, best-selling author, with the right encouragement, I can change lives. Because when someone's business goes from flat to successful, that changes a few lives. And my objective is to impact that. It raises the vibrational frequency of the entire planet, and I want to play my role in that.
Oh, you're speaking my language with the vibrational frequency talk. Now, see, that intro was way better than the first one you did, and then way better than I would have done. So I think we hit the jackpot there.
Perfect.
I do want to talk about your beginnings in real estate, but
okay. You
kind of touched on it there. I wanted to ask you first, what drives you? Because you are, from what I know of you, you're very giving, you're very passionate about helping others. And I think that even came across just in that 30 seconds you just spoke there. So what makes you tick?
Gosh, what makes me tick? You know, it is that. It's like, I do believe that everyone is placed on this planet for a reason. And hopefully you know what that reason is, but you don't always know what that reason is. But that's what helps me tick. Like when I get up each day, I need to ask myself, or I just kind of assume, it's like, I'm going to impact somebody today. So let's just figure out what that is. And the more I can show up authentically, just with a voice and some encouragement and some direction, the more likely that is to happen on any given day. So, and then if I could get paid in the process, that helps too. You know, that's part of the formula. It's part of what we're attempting to do. So how do
we get here though? Like, when did you have that realization that this was the role you wanted to play in the grand scheme of things?
You know, it was probably some 24 years in the business, but if I kind of look at my resume, 5 of those 24 years, almost 25, I need to do the math. It's about to be 25. 5 of those years, I was the director of training in the largest real estate office in the country. And when I was in that position, I realized that I had a voice that was making a difference and that agents needed. They needed a roadmap. They needed some encouragement, actually a large dose of encouragement, and some discipline, some focus, some accountability. And I just realized that I had a bit of an effective voice. I had a coach that when I started writing the book, which was after I left that position, and that, so the book Success Faster on Fire Hot, and you're reading it. There it is. It's on Amazon.
I finished it. I was reading it. I finished it.
Awesome. Okay. It's Audible too. If you get Audible, it's me on Audible.
Yeah,
it's
I should clarify. I audibled it.
You listened.
And that's a real verb. You read it extremely well, and I listened on like 1.5 speed, and it didn't sound too quick.
Yes.
So it was like perfectly read.
Okay, good. Well, and I talk a little slow, so the 1.5 is actually a good idea. At least 1.2, but 1.5 works as well. But so my coach at the time was really helping me push out the book. And if you're ever writing a book, it's extremely helpful to have a coach to push you, because if you start writing a book, all of your perfectionist tendencies are going to rise to the surface and totally slow you down. It's one of the hazards of writing a book. But my coach at the time, she really, Portia Ryan, she's amazing. She was really, I'm kind of a humble person. And she was the one that was really putting that in front of me to say, Julie, people need to hear your voice. You have something that you need to deliver to the world at a higher level. So let's figure that out. So that was part of that formula of all of that happening. Let me ask you a question. What stood out to you in the book?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
A few things. I think I've read and listened to a lot of self-development and real estate based books, particularly when I was very active 6-7 years ago. And the biggest thing to me was that you really gave the view of agents being real people. It wasn't just a robot. A lot of the books that I've read and listened to kind of, you know, it's very formulaic. And while, yes, you had like a roadmap, it wasn't like do this, do that. It was very find your own lane, find your own joy, which I wanted to talk about in a little while. That really stood out to me, just that it's very tailored to the individual. And, you know, like you said, you could help anybody, but you can't help everybody in the same way.
Yeah.
It's very individualized. Well, that's really what stood out to me the most. And just, you just know your stuff. That was very clear.
I love that. Well, and I felt like when I was writing the book, and even when I was training so many agents for those 5 years, I realized there were so many agents that were a little averse to so much of the coaching and direction they were seeing in the industry. Like they weren't relating to it, or they were feeling guilty for not fitting a specific mold in the industry. So I said, well, wait a minute, what's the best version of you? What do you like? What are you good at? What brings you joy? And let's double down on those things and turn that into you having a successful business. Now, we do need to combine that with some of the basics in the business, right? You can't completely ignore the basics, but part of my message is to really encourage people to absolutely be their most authentic self. And I think that's where your greatest success is going to come from.
Yeah. And I also really like just I don't want to call it a script or a talk track, but just the way you were encouraging agents to reach out to their sphere and stuff. It felt very organic and very natural. It wasn't the typical salesy, do you know anyone looking to buy or sell real estate? It really came from a position of how can I help you?
Yeah. Here's a little framework with that, because you can access all sorts of script material online, right? And a lot of it's really good, but that doesn't mean that you resonate with it. But it's like, look at a script that you could say, well, that's a really good script, but doesn't feel like me. So just look at it and say, well, how would I have this conversation with a really good friend? And give yourself permission to approach the script from that angle. And then you're going to be able to embody it. Then you can own that language. Otherwise, it's going to be weird and ineffective.
Yeah, definitely. So let's kind of transition into the daily operational rhythm. You know, something you'd said by email to me, just something you're really focused on right now. And that you've kind of realized, having coached so many people, that there really isn't a skill divide in terms of what separates the best from the rest. It's really just that ability to hit rinse and repeat day after day. Can you kind of talk about that and expand on that some more?
Yeah. Well, and it's not the sexiest part of real estate, and we just have to make peace with that. But my theory is that the most successful agents, realtors in the business, they're not necessarily more talented or beautiful or good on camera than the average agent. They're just better with the basics and the habit and the consistency of that. So they have, and I call it your daily operational rhythm, or your DOR, your door. So the best agents in the business, again, they may not be as smart or as pretty as you are, but what they do is every single day for 2 to 3 hours, they sit down at their desk, usually in the morning, and they crank out the basics and the calls and their lead generation and their lead follow-up. And because that is the ritual, that is the habit, that is the consistency that builds a healthy pipeline in this business. So for any agent who is not making the money that they intend to make, we've got to make peace with that. It's like, look, this is your job. When you used to have a job where you worked for somebody else, so you drove to an office, you probably had a cubicle, and you had a job, and it was a good job, and you understood how you were supposed to show up in that job on a daily basis. So you showed up in that job, you showed up on time. And when you sat down at your desk and got your fresh cup of coffee in the morning, you knew every day in that job that for the first 2 hours of every day, you had to crank out like a certain task. Whether you liked it or not, that was your job. And it was important because you wanted to have the opportunity to get a raise or a promotion. And so you did that well. Well, now that you have your own business, why don't we treat our own businesses with as much respect as we used to treat someone else's business?
That's a great point.
And so treating your own business with respect is, look, I can show up consistently, and I'll even give you all a break. It's like, look, most agents, if they were consistent 3 or 4 days a week with doing 2 to 3 hours of the basics, they would change their business and their bank account. You don't even have to hit the five. Look, if you hit 3 or 4 days a week, most agents would dramatically improve their business.
So let's get a little bit more granular with that. So what kind of activities should agents be doing as part of that door?
Yeah. So what I would encourage is everyone needs to have a list. I should put this out on a blog article, but you need to have a list, and literally you can have it on the wall in your office, or I don't care where you have it. You could have it a notepad printed with it at Kinko's, right? And check it off every day. But you have your list that says, this is what I do every day. So for example, I'll rattle off a few, so we'll get granular. Item number one, you ask yourself, what is one thing I can do today to move my pipeline forward? Because this is your priority. Number two, I'm going to follow up on all leads from yesterday. So that involves number three, checking my CRM to see, was there any new activity there yesterday? And what kind of follow-up am I going to do? Now, some of that can be on autopilot, but you have to be aware of it. I'm going to have a conversation or a call target, and I'm going to get after that. Some agents, if they literally had 2 or 3 real estate conversations each day, they would be ahead. Some agents, their business is high call volume, and they need 30, 40, 50 calls a day. Depends on your business, but you have that target, and you have to get after it. On the DOR are the birthday calls and home anniversary calls, you know, the basics with that. Client care calls, right? That's on the list. So if you have a client or a friend whose parent is in the hospital, that's just a care call, but it's on the list. It's the daily operational rhythm. Call one agent and congratulate them on their new listing. One quick CMA a day. And that's it. We could do an entire podcast on why that is a really good thing for any realtor to do, especially realtors in the first few years, but it's something that any realtor can do to pump some oxygen into their business. Check MLS market update. That's part of the daily operational rhythm. You have to know what's new in your market. So how consistent are you with just these fundamental basics of I'm running a real estate business? But am I running it?
Yeah.
Am I doing these basics consistently every day? Your job is to have, well, actually, the health of your business and the greatest stress reducer in your business, because agents have stress and chaos. And I know, I've been there, I've lived it. But the greatest stress reducer in this business is a healthy pipeline. If I can look at my whiteboard every day and say, okay, That's a solid lead pipeline. My whiteboard or my CRM, wherever you're, I don't care if you have it in a notebook, but when you look at that, if it's a decent list and you're constantly working it, those are your future paychecks, and it's the greatest stress reducer in this business. So it's your job to keep that healthy and to feed it and nurture it. And the most consistent agent will make the most money in the end.
Where do you see most agents fall short within that? Is it kind of across the board? Some will be checking the MLS often, others don't. Some are reaching out to past and future clients, or, you know, or is there a common one that agents kind of miss out?
I think the common is they might start it, but it lasts for a week. There's no consistency. They haven't wrapped their brain around how critical and foundational that is in their business. Because again, the most consistent is going to win the game. And this isn't the sexiest part of real estate. We get into real estate for the sexy parts of real estate, the schedule flexibility, I love working with people. I love looking at cool houses. I really like design. I like negotiating. I kind of like the hustle. I like being out driving around town, you know, and I like that there's no financial ceiling. But there is a financial ceiling in this business, right? This is a trick question. So what is the financial ceiling in this business? It's right here. Yeah, it's in an agent's head. Yeah. It's you. It's me. The financial ceiling is an agent's failure to embrace consistency with a daily operational rhythm with their DOR, their DOR. They might do a piece. Most agents will do a couple of those pieces pretty well and consistently. Maybe someone's really good with, you know, birthdays. Maybe someone's really good with checking the MLS and seeing what's on there. But the majority of agents are not consistent with the full package and disciplined around it. I mean, discipline and habit. If I wrote a book, like it just titled it Discipline and Habit, no one would read it. No one wants to talk about that. It's the formula.
Yeah. And I think it comes down to the fact that there's no instant gratification to it, right? You're really kind of hunkering down and putting in the work to get the reward at the end. It's the long-term view. So I think that's where people get distracted, but the proof is in the pudding, right? That there's you have enough evidence alone with the people you've coached that if you stick to this, you can achieve it.
Yeah, you can. Here's a little gratification, just hack that you can do. And it involves get a good old fashioned paper calendar, you know, like the ones that have maybe every month has a photo of a puppy, right? You know, that kind of calendar on the wall. So 30-day calendar. And just mark it that every day, and you could rate yourself like on a scale from 1 to 5, 5 meaning I totally nailed my DOR. Okay. And 1, I didn't do so great. Okay. So like a 4 and 5 gets a big smiley face. A 2 and 3 is kind of caution, and a 0 or 1 is a big red flashing warning signal, right? But mark it on the calendar and you can kind of color code it. And that way as a coach, if I looked at somebody's calendar to say, hey, on a scale from 1 to 5, I want you to rate yourself every day on how you're doing with your DOR. And we're going to start building that consistency. But with that calendar, I can visually see it. And if the 4 and 5s are green and the 2 and 3s are yellow and the 0 or 1s are red, I can predict your bank account, and I can probably predict your level of stress and anxiety as well. Because the more yellow and green that's on that calendar versus the reds, the better off you're going to be. So there's a little, just really simple gratification and slight accountability tool that you can use. And here's a layer of accountability with it. If you have a significant other or even some children in the house, tell them what that calendar is. And so they're looking at, children can be some of the best accountability partners because you're holding those kids accountable for their homework. Well, if you tell them what that calendar is about and it's full of a bunch of red and yellow, they're going to be like, well, why should I do my homework? You're not doing yours. You told me what that was. And, you know, these are not A's and B's. This is a bunch of C's and D's on the calendar.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can already hear my son giving me crap for not doing it. So I think that would be a great, great motivation for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the chapters in the book is called More Conversations Equals More Income. I thought that was a very good insight, and kind of along the lines of the DOR, right? Let's dive into conversations. What do they look like? I think people have a misconception of what a conversation really is.
Yeah. So first, your shortest job description in real estate. So, and I say, write this down. I literally have this. I'll show you. I have this on a sticky note. I always have. I've had this for years. I have to, it's not very sticky right now. I have to redo it. I have a sticky note right here on my monitor that has the shortest job description for a realtor. And it says, I'm in the business of having conversations with people about real estate. That is the shortest job description. And so you could ask yourself, it's like, well, wait a minute. If that's my job description, I could ask myself every day, did I do my job today? How many conversations did I have today about real estate? Because a conversation it's the lowest common denominator in this business. I mean, we could argue that a contact would be a lower common denominator, but let's play that it's conversations, because conversations are what's going to create opportunity, leads, appointments, listing agreements, buyer agreements, contracts, and then a paycheck, right? So there's the life cycle of a paycheck. In real estate, it comes back to conversations. Next week, I'm at a conference and the topic of my, and I'm speaking, and my topic is double your income, double your business, double your income. And this is one of the foundational concepts with it is kind of concept number one is if you double your conversations, that's your fastest route to doubling your income. You're not having enough conversations to support your income goal. Someone might have an income goal, like let's say a $300,000 income goal, but they're only having enough conversations that supports maybe about a $70,000 or $80,000 income. You're not having enough conversations. So what do those look like? How do we do that? Well, I think we overthink that too, because we get tired of the kind of the typical lead generation. Hey, if you hear of anybody talking real estate, send them my way. I'd be happy to take care of anyone you send my way, blah, blah, blah. And some of that is effective, used appropriately, but mix it up. What about one of my favorite things is a vendor project. So as a realtor, every realtor needs a really good vendor list. So you can text, you can Facebook, you can do all sorts of things that even with your newsletters and emails, but you put out to your sphere that, hey, I'm working on my vendor list this month. And I'm looking for new names for, right now I'm looking for new names for painters and electricians. Who do you know? Right? This is just a helpful conversation. So every comment on that post, let's say you do it on Facebook, every comment on that post, guess what? That's a phone call. It's a follow-up phone call. Hey, tell me about this electrician you know. And you're talking about this electrician. And then you kind of work it into a little more of a real estate conversation. These are quality conversations. And you can throw a little lead gen into the end of it. Hey, while we're on the topic, are you guys thinking of doing anything with your real estate this year? Is there anyone you know right now, or who do you know right now who's talking real estate that maybe I could be talking to? You know, you're getting that basic lead generation question onto the end of your vendor conversation, but it's very authentic. And it's a good connection with that person. You got to train everyone you know that you have an awesome vendor list. It's part of being a great realtor. And that generates conversations.
Yeah.
So that's just one example of something that you can do.
I love that one too. And you don't even, I would think you wouldn't even need to have that lead generation question at the end, because I feel so much of being in the game is just making sure people remember that you are an agent. So when someone discusses with them, your name is the first one they think of. I can personally think back of tons of deals I missed out on all those years ago because people didn't think of me as a real estate agent. They thought of me as something else.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's a great way of just staying top of mind. And again, you're not asking for anything of, you know, that's, you know, a value from people. It's just a vendor.
Yeah. Well, and part of that daily operational rhythm too, part of your list is, you know, have you posted something on social media? Now, this doesn't have to be every day, maybe every other day you find the right balance, but you have to be posting some real estate content on your social media because that's the top of mind stuff. And you don't want to be weird about it or pushy or salesy or scripty about it. You just want to be authentic. If you're looking at a really weird house, we'll post something about it because that's kind of interesting, right? Or a bathroom from the 1960s that's you know, blue polka dots. I would definitely post that, right? Or, you know, or hey, the craziest thing happened at the closing table today. Let me share a quick story with you, right? But top of mind. So you've got to have that social media as part of your DOR.
And the other thing that I loved about the book was this $100,000 recipe. So let's dive into that before we wrap up. So it was vision, grit, torque, drive, butter, sugar. I wrote it down. I remembered it.
Okay. Right. Well, and here's part of it. It's like how to make $100,000 in real estate, or we can very easily make that 200, 300, 400, 500. Okay. So the $100,000 recipe, it's like, it forces us to recognize that there is some basic math to succeeding in real estate. Now we have to start with the recipe, like the foundation and your DOR and having some grit and some energy and showing up as that person, that outgoing person, that go-getter person. That's absolutely part of the formula. So, and that's the foundation, okay? But the $100,000 formula is let's figure out what is your financial goal and let's back into it. So we will know exactly how many transactions do you need to do to hit, to net $100,000 this year. And we can do that. And, you know, depending on your average sales price in your area, because then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, if I have between one and two closings a month, I can actually make, you know, $200,000 a year. And depending on your market, it's like, yeah, so let's coach into that. So we're going to reverse engineer it. So we know really exactly what you need to accomplish on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. Because sometimes we can get overwhelmed as human beings, we can get overwhelmed with the big picture. But if we go granular with it, it's like, oh, I can do that. I can do that on a daily basis, or I can do that on a weekly basis. And now that financial goal can start to have some substance to it. So there's more to that.
But it really goes back to that, the DOR, right? It's just doing the basics really well and doing them often and consistently.
It constantly goes back to the DOR. And as a coach and speaker and trainer, I just have to make that fun and exciting and interesting, because it's like, look, you know, we're going to go back to the door. We're going to walk through the door every day. It's like, yeah, you keep bringing that up. It's like, I'm going to keep bringing that up. It's like, well, can't we talk about something shiny and new? It's like, no, not until we get the door. It's like, look, you're going to have, there's going to be a lot of shiny and new after we've solidified your daily operational rhythm. Who are you showing up as? What version of yourself are you showing up as in your business on a daily basis? Because I think most of us can relate to this. Like, you might look back and say, you know what? Over the last few months, the version of myself that has been showing up in my business is not a very motivated version of myself, mm-hmm. and kind of a tired version of myself, right? We all have that. So it's like, well, wait a minute. if I'm going to take my business to the next level, or if I'm going to set myself up so that 2024 was better than 2023. And most of us need that. 2023 has been rough on the entire industry.
Yeah.
Okay. I would argue that 90 to 95% of the agents out there, their income is down for 2023 versus the 2022. That's word on the street. So I would challenge you and to kind of ask yourself the question, what version of you needs to show up now, fourth quarter and first quarter? What version of yourself needs to show up in your business so you can run a better business, so you can have better results, so you can have a better bank account, so you can take more vacations? What version of yourself?
It's actually a great place to wind down, actually. It's a question I think everybody, whether you're a real estate agent or not, you know, what version of yourself do you want showing up every day? So where can people find you?
The Nelson Project is kind of my handle on everything. The Nelson Project. So whether that's Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, et cetera. So thenelsonproject.org is my coaching site. Thenelsonproject.com is searching for homes in Austin, Texas. So thenelsonproject.org is probably the easiest place to find me.
All right. I'll pop that in the show notes too, so people can just click on it and head straight over there. That was awesome. I think I'd love to have you on again, because I feel like we could dive into, you know, other topics and get even more kind of specific on some of the stuff we talked about today. But we'll arrange that.
You bet. We sure could.
Yeah.
Just pick a chapter in the book,
yeah,
and we can dive into it.
Exactly.
So we can definitely do this some more.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
It was
great.
It's been good. Of course. My pleasure.